This is CliffCentral.com.
Good day.
What's happening?
You hang with the worst guys.
The one and only.
Mark and Julian Ria business is Stella, baby.
But of course.
Hey. How you doing, Ria business is Stella?
Always good. I'm always blessed, man. Always blessed. People forget that, you know, life is a blessing. The present is a present. And that's why I'm always blessed.
You sound like you're in a zombie mode, though. You're like, the present is a present.
Is it not, though?
It is. But you're talking with a croak in your voice. Like, you're so bad, man. Did you quit smoking, what way?
Yeah. Long ago, bruh.
Yeah.
I've got timing now.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, everybody. This is The Worst Guys. It's the best podcast in the world.
In the world.
Yeah, baby. You listen to The Worst Guys. And today we have a very interesting topic for y'all. We're talking about the Rainbow Nation in South Africa. And I think this idea spreads across the world, actually. There's this idea of the Rainbow Nation where everybody's singing Kumbaya in harmony. And we want to dissect that, whether that's actually possible after everything that has happened. Not just to black people, but in humanity in general, all the atrocities over the history that have taken place. Is peace really possible? Are we just all so different that we just have to learn to accept that there will be conflict? Just by virtue of us being different, we won't agree on everything at any point in our existence. Or can we get to that place of utopia? Personally, I think our differences come from the fact that we're not equal as human beings. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, true. And I feel like there's an and after that.
No. That's pretty much it. I mean, like, we're not equal, so we become angry at ourselves, angry at the world, and angry at the people who are above us. So we try and get there by pulling down, you know. That's why it's so hard to build a society, because you're always trying to reach a level that you see as unattainable, you know. So
there's the problem, seeing the level as unattainable. I feel like also with the differences that are already present, like, one would have to embrace that difference. We've spoken about, like, embracing our differences and owning our own. Do you get what I'm saying? There's nobody who's going to be Riabetsa Tsholofelo Sisulu ever. There never was, there never will be. So if I do everything in my power to embrace my individualism, then I'm the greatest that I can ever be, and there never will be greater than me. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But then what does that have to say of equality? Because what I'm saying about the Rainbow Nation, or us all being a part of something together without hate, without conflict, individualism is obviously something that is within yourself and is outside of society. What if you want to be, you know, bigger than, out of, so you work extremely hard? It links into capitalism as well. If you really want to work super, super hard, you can become a billionaire while somebody is in utter poverty. So now we need to get to a place where nobody's in utter poverty and we can all feel like billionaires. You know, there's a quote from Kanye West. He was speaking at a lecture. He's like, luxury has been taken from the people and sold back to them as, what's the word he used? I seem to have forgotten the word. It'll come back to me. What he's basically saying is that luxury is not something that's unattainable for anybody, because we've all got it. It's here on planet Earth, you know. There's just a big divide in who can have access to it and who cannot. And that's what I think our current fight is right now. But more locally in South Africa, because we love racism. What do you think about the racial rainbow nation in South Africa? Is that possible?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look at it from a view of where we used to be and where we are at right now. If there's progress, there's progress. That means there's room for improvement, and we're headed in that direction. It's going to take a while, definitely. It might not happen in our lifetime, most probably. But is it a possibility? Hell yes.
So you think there's been progress?
Yes, dude.
I think we've had a lot of backlash and negativity over the last few years, more than we did when we first came out. I think we've gone backwards, because when we first came out, that's when the Rainbow Nation, to some extent, felt real. Because we were like, oh, yeah, apartheid is finally over. Blacks and whites living in harmony. This is beautiful. And then we realized, like, oh, shit. They might have not taken away, they might not need dump buses, but it's still hard to get access to the places that we want to be at in this country. We still don't have the land, you know, we still don't have education, which was promised to us in the Freedom Charter. So there's all of these things that actually make the Rainbow Nation a farce. And that's what I'm saying. I think we've gone backwards. A lot of people that I've encountered, black people in particular, are willing to fight, are willing to go to war, you know. I don't know if you heard that sentiment around.
How's that going to help us? War.
I don't think it will.
Exactly. But here's where I'm saying it improved. Like, pre-94, Rainbow Nation, non-existent, right?
Mm-hmm.
94, or like post-94, comes the whole term, and we're starting to embrace this whole Rainbow Nation thing, and diversity, but then we start realizing the cracks in this term, and now we're starting to pinpoint things that we want to address, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we start addressing them, one by one. We start breaking them down, taking them for what it is. But we can't tackle everything in one sitting. That will never be able to happen.
I hear that.
So, in the sense of, for example, if I am juggling, you know, in the circus, and I've got 5 bowling pins that I'm juggling, if I'm not a professional at this thing, right? This is my first show, my first big show. There's a likelihood that in juggling all of these 5 things, I'm going to drop one keep juggling the 4, all right? I can either stop what I'm doing, collect everything, and then pick that 5th one up and then keep going again. Or I can keep juggling and find an innovative way to just bring that 5th one back in to the mix and continue juggling and continue juggling and continue juggling. And maybe down the line again, another pin falls. But I continue juggling and I find another way to pick that pin back up. Basically, what I'm saying is that whilst going forward, trying to tackle the problems that we have and addressing them one by one, we lose sight and we lose focus of other things. And then those matters get raised up. Also, we face with a lot of distractions. Too many, in fact, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
That people are focused on, like, negligible shit.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Like, for example, I understand the power of words, but you give the word its power. So if somebody, for example, like name calling or what somebody said.
Okay, I think what you're getting to there is the the distractions from Bell Pottinger, you know, white monopoly capital, the penny sparrows of the world who are just put out there to make us focus on something different. You see, that's the thing with South Africans as well. We're also focusing on bullshit most of the time.
Yes, and it's all because it's driven by emotion. Everything is driven by emotion.
If
it strikes a chord in you, you're going to react. But instead of reacting, we need to, you know, it's that thing of listen twice, speak once. Look at it again and realize, is this really worth my energy? Is it really worth me, you know, going balls to the walls for? is it, what's the positive from me reacting right now?
Okay, okay. So you say we moving towards the Rainbow Nation. When do you think we'll get there? And what are you, so we're not in there now. Are you saying that?
We're partially there.
We're partially there.
Yeah.
And we're partially there because we're addressing the issues. We've addressed white privilege. Yeah. We've addressed it. The land issue. We've addressed.
Right now we're taking our antibiotics. We still got this fucking bronchitis, but we're getting better.
Okay, okay, I hear that. So where do you see us, where do you see us in the next 10 years, 10, 20 years? Do you think it's going to get worse? Because the reason why I ask, do you think it's going to get worse, is because of stubbornness, essentially, or the idea that land doesn't belong to the people, or the people who have it now should keep it. You know, those kinds of things where black people in particular aren't willing to forgive anymore, might cause conflict. You know, we have to come to a compromise, right? So we either have to come up with that compromise, or understand that if that compromise doesn't come, there's going to be a fight for the land.
I honestly feel like, wait, why? I feel like you feel there's no way we can get there.
No, I'm saying,
are you opposed to the fact that we're making progress, number one, and that we can never get there?
No, I'm just saying it's possible that we might be in conflict, and we need to consider that and what would cause that. Mm. And we also have to consider what we'd have to do to avert that. But I'm not saying that it's just the Rainbow Nation in sight and that's the only thing possible. No, people are angry. People are still angry and are willing to go toe-to-toe. That's what I know. People are willing to go to toe. People are willing to burn buildings. People are willing to fight against people who are at Black Monday protests. So we mustn't just ignore what's happening because we want a bright future. We need to understand how to avoid a conflict. And in understanding that, that's what I'm trying to get to, that idea of compromise. How do we get to that compromise? Because like, if you're a white person with land, I don't want to give my land away. I know I don't even have to be white, and I can tell you now I wouldn't want to give my land away. You know? So how do we convince them to do that? How do we convince them that is the only way we'll find peace? Because unless people feel like they own a part of South Africa, or they are a part of it and not marginalized as they currently are, we won't be a Rainbow Nation. Because we're not. You know? So that's what I'm saying we need to consider.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. So now, what do we do about that compromise? How do you think we get white people to compromise? Or just black people to compromise in terms of their anger, you know, decreasing it so that we can actually engage in conversation. And not saying stupid shit like Nelson Mandela was a sellout. The fact that that's even out there is ridiculous. Like, he was a hero and we need to look up to him as an example. Watch any video of Nelson Mandela. Watch how he speaks. Listen to the things that he says. This guy is an incredible humanitarian. And what we're trying to get to, the Rainbow Nation, is a place of humanitarianism where everybody is equal. Because I truly believe that we're all created equal. We just don't treat each other that way.
But just on that point, you said giving the land back, that's what's gonna. I don't think it's the sole thing that's gonna be.
I definitely think it's the crux of South Africa's social political setting. The land debate, whether black people get land or not, is going to determine whether black people respond negatively or positively to society. So either there needs to be active steps being made, and that's why I think there's currently peace at the moment. Because a year ago, 2 years ago, we could have been in a civil war, man. South Africa was in hot water in terms of racial tension and people's anger. So I think because this bill has been proposed of land expropriation without compensation, people are like, okay, there's something to be done. The EFF is also out there. It's like, okay, there's something that's being done. So people are less likely to react violently because they can see steps being done. But if something doesn't happen, if something doesn't change, if something doesn't turn over, if black people aren't chilling in Camps Bay by 2030, you know, somebody's going to get angry, you know. But that's what I think about South Africa. And
just because we're not chilling in Camps Bay.
just because we don't have access to it. Just because it sucks seeing people have a great life while you're marginalized in the same place. That's it. It sucks to be in Alex when Santon's around the corner. But none of your people are in Santon. You know? So that's the South African problem. Now, on a humanitarian level, we just need to break down what it is to be equal, you know, because I think capitalism, like we said earlier in the podcast, influences the difference between people. And I guess it's freedom, it's free will, so we can't stop people. But we need an equalizer, almost, a certain standard of living. The minimum wage is obviously a bullshit one. Because it doesn't give nearly enough to live the life that the rich are living. You know, there shouldn't be too much of a disparity. But I also don't know how to get to that without, you know, engaging in some sort of communism or socialism. Because now we have to put the responsibility on other people to uplift the weak. And we know this life, it's survival of the fittest. And some people are shit. Some people are lazy. And now why is it the responsibility of everybody else to uplift a lazy person who's not willing to work? You know what I mean?
Exactly. So in the same light as well, like, I'm not saying that I'm against the whole expropriating of the land, but you take it, you give it to this guy, I'm telling you, he's still not going to be happy. He's still not going to be happy. That's what I'm saying. It's not. It's
what if we have land?
No, I'm not. You just give this guy land. There's still going to be something that's irking him.
Oh! You mean he just needs to be better?
Yes.
Okay. No. Okay. I completely get that. But in terms of what you think about what I'm saying about, you know, the earth's luxuries, not actually being luxuries at all. They are things that we should have. We should be all be able to go to France or have great meals every week. Because, like, look at the way we ration our food. There's more than enough food in the world for all the people that live in it, right? How come it is that there's people who are starving, who can't survive a day, but there's people who are throwing food away? Do you know what I mean? So maybe the way we look at how we distribute food and how we consume food is also a big factor, because poor people are obviously hungry, and poverty and hunger is something so fucked up. You know what I mean? So let's feed people first. We're like, okay, guys, we got food. How are we going to make sure that everybody eats? Let's stop building all these KFCs. And let's distribute this food somewhere else, you know, or help grow food in different places. I like that Checkers initiative where they give you plants to grow, you know, when you buy a certain amount of products. That's amazing. Now go and grow some shit. Teach us how to farm again. Teach us how to use the land that we have. Because it's funny enough, we're so stupid, we're using our resources to destroy the planet. You know, like, we're taking from the planet to take more. And it doesn't make sense to me at all. All right. But anyway, I hope you've been enjoying the conversation, man. We're talking about the Rainbow Nation. Does it exist? Can it actually be? Do you believe in it? When do you see it coming? Yeah, man. You know, it's the worst, guys. We speak the whole truth and nothing but, baby. Yeah, nice for what? Drizzy in the streets. Yo, what a beautiful video. All these beautiful black, powerful women killing it. Apparently this video is directed by a 22-year-old black woman. Wow, that is amazing. Drizzy, shout out. Yeah, man, so if you've just joined us or you're listening live and you skip the whole first part, I don't know why you do that. We've been talking about the Rainbow Nation, whether it's possible. Are we all really born equal, or are we destined to be separate and different and have conflict? Personally, just to end off on that topic, I really do think that we'll never all get along. I just think we can be happier.
Be more civil.
Yeah. Your final thoughts on the Rainbow Nation?
I think it's possible. I think we're getting there. I don't think we'll see it. I don't think I'll I'll see the greatest of it. But for what it is right now, I take it for what it is, and I'm and we just basically got to work to make it better.
So you believe in the fact that one day there will be full peace.
Not full peace. I don't think, you know, there's always gonna be a pessimist. That's what pisses me off. Always somebody who's looking at the negative. And as much as you try to be accommodating, they'll always find something wrong. So I don't think there'll ever always be peace or full peace. But I think we'll get to a place where it's better than it is right now.
All right. But that's all our job is, man, to make the place that we live on, planet Earth, this beautiful blue rock, better than we found it. Yeah. All right. Now, let's go into some stories that have caught our attention over the last week, man. You know the worst, guys. We tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but... Yeah. So, first story. Mbuyiseni Dlozi is now an anchor on the EFF. How mad dope is that? What do you think that's going to do for the EFF? On the ENCA.
On the ENCA?
Yeah. He had his first anchor gig on Monday. People are asking him hectic questions out there.
I think he's going to do well.
Yeah. Doctor, listen to me just calling him Mbuyiseni like he's some plague. Doctor Mbuyiseni Dlozi is now an anchor on ENCA. I think that's such a plug for the EFF, man. They've got their fucking bum up the hole right now. Or the finger up the bum. Because they're inside, man. They really are inside. That's an easy access to the youth. That's an easy access to why people. Because now they're going to stop looking at EFF as these dangerous motherfucking red overall wearing beret war causing in parliament niggas, and they're gonna hear that Mbuyiseni Dlozi and his team actually have some shit to say. I think that's a big plug for them in general.
Once you got yourself some media space, you're done.
Exactly. And also in some light news, there's this woman. she went and she culturally appropriated Childish Gambino's This Is America YouTube video. She did it on YouTube. She said, comedian Nicole Alba released a woman's edit of This Is America and Twitter gave a collective groan as the video basically gentrifies Childish Gambino's masterpiece. And it's funny because this is exactly what the video is alluding to. For example, Ryan Grant on Twitter said, this is literally an actual representation of what the video was talking about. Prime example. Trippy bitches trying to culturally appropriate our shit. Cultural appropriation is a real thing. What else has been popping? Anything you've heard of?
Nah, nothing in the streets so far.
Oh, the bus strike is finally over. So that's good for all the commuters using a bus. Because it's hard out here, man. Public transport is how the majority of people get around. So they've settled on a 9% increase, which is pretty dope. Get your money, bus drivers. Have you ever ridden in a bus in Joburg? Like a patco? Not a chow bus.
No, back in Cape Town I did.
Cape Town the buses are lads. The buses are easy to take in Cape Town, almost easier than a taxi.
No, but it was a similar bus to a Patco back in Cape Town.
Okay, but I'm saying, have you done it here in Joburg?
No, not that I recall. Maybe in town, yeah. But not necessarily around like my mom has done it before. She's told me how to do it. I was like, yo, this sounds too fucking complicated. I'll just point my finger up and I'll get to town.
The thing for me. Like, I don't know how you get on. I don't know how you pay. I'm just like, yo, B, can I just get to town, please?
I think for me, the one thing that puts me off is the fact that it already looks like a schlep. It looks like it's going to take forever to get to where it wants to. I don't know why we still have buses on.
Hey, we should have flying cars right now, if you ask me. Anyway, This has been The Words, guys. We hope you've enjoyed the show so far, man. It's so dope always hanging out with you guys, talking the truth and nothing but. Yeah, please share this with your friends. Tell them how dope The Words, guys, is. And also hit us up on social media at @_words_guys on Twitter, Instagram, The Words, guys, Facebook, The Words, guys. And now we're going to wrap out with The Words, guys, cypher. If you're new to this podcast, we do this every week. We make up a song on the spot with an instrumental. And here we go.
Hey, yeah. Rainbow Nation, will it ever be? For me, I see it right in front of me. I see it so possible. See it so possible. I want it right here, my hands right now. And I'm never gonna stop until I ever get it. Everybody knows you gotta be with it. You can't just be an outlier. You gotta be fighting with fire to get what you desire deep in your heart. Don't ever think that you will never get it. You gotta start at the start, and that's the beginning. And soon you will be winning. Soon you will be seeing that everybody has been on your team. Hey,
red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. 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 The colors of the rainbow, colors on the rainbow. I'm dating bitches one color and it's all snow. Oh no, yeah, Malcolm's really goes on that stupid flow. But I'm fucking with no hoes cause I'm at my show. And I'm getting all the dough, that's all I'm focused on. This paper get my bong, I don't give a fuck about you behind the stage. I'm just here to cause a rage, to turn the page, to turn the chapter. Cause an eruption, like I'm a dinosaur, like I'm a raptor. Cause I'm no average rapper, even though I might talk a bit of crap. Yeah, some truth is in there, lying deep down. You just gotta dig down, cause you know it's in the shit, and you know everybody else is the pits. And here we fucking sit, we know we the shit. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.
Rainbow Nation, will it ever be? Rainbow Nation, I see it right in front of me. Yeah.
Blue, indigo, and violet. Yeah! We out! Thank you so much for tuning into The Words, guys. Until next time.
This is CliffCentral.com.